toxic, very harmful, unpleasant, in a pervasive and insidious way, a toxic relationship. You're insidious. Insidious means sneaky, crafty, proceeding in a gradual, subtle way, but with harmful effects. I mean, you take your time and you craftily do something with subtle negative effects. Okay, so you know me well enough. How am I toxic? Get the mic. I'm asking you a question. I want an honest answer. You got to get the mic from Trinity. You got to get the, okay, so I'm not toxic. Trinity, how am I toxic?
You got a question?
Trinity, how am I toxic? She don't want to answer.
You said, how are you toxic?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's unintentionally toxic.
But how?
Like, this is interesting. Unintentional.
He's unintentionally toxic because he's a charmer, and sometimes that can come off as being a little toxic. When you're friendly, sometimes that can come off as toxic. So he's unintentionally toxic.
But that's why he's toxic.
No, you're toxic.
How am I toxic?
How are you not? She need the mic.
So what'd you say about me again? How am I toxic? I'm trying to hear it. Unintentionally, but how so?
Because being friendly sometimes comes off as toxic.
Being friendly?
Yeah, sometimes you can come off as too friendly. Sometimes when you're charming, it can come off as toxic because you're going to send a message off that you're not really trying to give, but that's the message that they receive, so it's going to come off as you're toxic.
But isn't that their problem and not mine? Am I not supposed to be charming? Am I not supposed to be polite? These are positive characteristics, right? Supposed to be honest?
You are.
Yeah, I'm talking about these are positive characteristics, correct?
I agree.
How am I being the good guy now being toxic?
Yeah, you got me hung on that one, but you're right. Because everything you say, you're supposed to do. But sometimes the message doesn't come across the way that you sent it across. They received it differently.
So what I'm getting is the toxicity comes from the receiver and not the giver.
100%.
From their perception.
100%.
Right. So that's kind of... So basically saying, most of y'all delusional.
Wait, what happened? You say most of us? Hold on.
So what, most of y'all?
I didn't hear the whole question.
Repeat that one more time.
So which part? Which part?
The last part.
So basically, if the guy's being a gentleman, he's being polite, he's being respectful, he's being honest, he's doing what he's supposed to do, being courteous and charming. I'm talking about he's being considered being toxic, but really he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Right.
So the female, I'm talking about the female, actually is toxic in her mentality because she's taking it for more than what it is. So she's being delusional. So her delusionality is really what's toxic. He ain't being toxic. We're speaking from a male-female perspective.
They didn't mean it like that.
Now, we can flip it in a minute now. We can see how the female and vice versa can be misleading.
You flipped the script real good just now, because that does not make the female delusional. You know what I'm saying? You probably was a little bit over-charming or a little bit too friendly. The message just wasn't...
Flirting is flirting. Charming is charming.
Help me out.
You know the difference. You know the difference between a man flirting and when a man just being charming.
Help me out.
If she doesn't know what. I got talking to Mike. Sorry. I mean, if she doesn't know what to expect, or she's not used to being, know what a man's set up to do, can you blame her for that? Maybe she came across too many of those playboys that wasn't really men and wasn't taught how a man's supposed to court a woman.
But is it fair to him to be categorized by baggage that she's carrying?
Say that again, I mean.
Is it fair to him to be categorized by baggage that she's carrying? trauma that she's carrying?
Well, these are things that you have to find out about an individual, and if you want to go a step further,
yeah,
you're gonna do your due diligence to make it work if that's the person that you want to be with. If this is just I'm gonna see you tonight,
okay,
you know,
okay,
why put in that work?
But see, Trinity would say that I'm toxic if I would walk up to you and I'd be smiling and ask you, has your day been well and did you enjoy your meal? If I, you know, hit you with the, you know.
She said you toxic.
You know what I mean? They ain't gonna know that. I'm doing too much.
But I can do the same thing.
That's toxic, you had to do all that. So see, that's what she gonna hit me with. Man, take all that, boss man. You just gonna ask that.
But
she
I
was doing
do the
it, going
same
about
thing. I could smile, I could bat my eyes.
You gotta ask about her day and everything. The only thing that mattered was her food. See, that's how they're gonna run down on me.
I can tell you, I'm gonna take you out on a date. I could do the same thing.
Right. I mean, if you know, like personally, I don't entertain people that I don't know that I feel like don't like me, right? So I'm not the type of person where I'm not gonna shoot a shot at anybody or try to convince somebody to like me. So, like, if I make eye contact with somebody and they smile, I smile, then okay, yeah, that's mutual. Then okay, we can, I feel like there's nothing toxic about that. There's a mutual vibe. She understands and I understand, you know? So now if I'm misleading and I didn't have no intentions of going anywhere with that or entertaining anything with that, yeah. I would consider that being toxic because you ain't had no business doing all that right there if you ain't really had no pure intentions when it comes to dealing with somebody.
But, you know, it also depends on where this stuff is happening at. You at the club, you can't be expecting, Queen Sheba to walk up and give you this reception because she might be at the club for a different reason, just like you at the club for a different reason.
Right.
Now, if you're at the museum or church or some kind of event, a corporate, it's going to be a different attitude. It's going to be a different vibe. So you can't expect, you know, but then also it all depends on what that individual been through. Some people hold on to grudges. Some people don't know how to let stuff go. Some people don't allow other people to come in because they're already poisoned from the last situation.
So
it's up to you as an individual to say, if I want to deal with that,
So what could be toxic? What could be toxic about us meeting in the club in our initial meeting and we changing phone numbers and we really vibing and, you know, I mean, what could be toxic about that? That should be common. That should be good. That should be a genuine vibe initially, because you should be everything should be based off honesty, right? At that moment, in that moment, you shouldn't be pretending to be nobody. You shouldn't be faking like you're interested and you're not. You know, everything should be a mutual interest, correct?
It should be, but a lot of people like to send their representatives.
I guess you can misrepresent yourself by trying to portray like you're single and you're not. Or portray like you're somebody you're not. I mean, like you're interested in everything, really getting to know a person when you're only interested in sex. Things like that can come off toxic. I can see that.
Well, everyone has their representative. Everyone shows a representative. I don't care who you are, preacher, church, everybody shows their representative. It's that 2% that actually come off on the real, because a lot of people don't like to accept the truth. So
that I know for certain. Yeah.
You know, if I step to you and say, listen, I'm down for you tonight. What you doing? You might be taken by it. Oh, God, how'd she come at me like that? Oh, no, I'm not used to this. I'm the one that's always, and you never know. That person might agree, be like, you know what, this is what I want tonight. That's it. Not pretend and smile and, oh, yeah, that's what I like, too. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's not what you want. You want it to smash and go.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, fake the funk because as humans, hate to hear that word no or that rejection, so we'll play along just to, you know, see how it go or how far you can go until the real feelings start coming.
Okay. Well, I've learned in my experience, in my lifetime, that it's best to be direct, best to be about my intentions, about my my thoughts when it comes to dealing with people. I just really believe in trying to be genuine. Now, I can hold back. I can keep my thoughts to myself if I feel like I'm being played with. You know, but for the most part, I'm just gonna tell them straight up, this is what I want, this is what it is, this is what it ain't. You don't like it, that's on you.
True.
So how am I considered toxic in that? And I'm told I'm toxic in that all the time.
Well, if you know who you are, it's up to the other individual to accept that. Can I get some more ice?
Okay, let's see. We got comments. James Summers, what's up, cuzzo? Different levels of toxicity. Cuzzo, toxic actually means hazardous to your health and mental. Two people can really love each other, but not be good for each other. I've experienced that. Another form of toxic, being with a controlling or narcissistic person. It's true. But I think with being with a narcissistic person, like, you can identify in that. Like, you know when you're being manipulated. Because a narcissistic person, they manipulate for control. They want control. They want their way. And they will lie, manipulate, deceive. You see that it's not genuine. You see the fallacy in what you're encountering. You know,
That's good. Thank you.
You know in your heart, you know in your soul, your spirit, if you genuine with somebody, if they're genuine with you, you know it, man. You can't sit here and say that. Oh, that's just my girl. What they say, happy wife, happy life. Man, that's the biggest lie. Man, that's the biggest lie. Because what that's doing is saying, nigga, what that's saying is, my happiness don't matter. That's what that's saying. In that simple statement, my happiness don't matter. And where's the balance? Men aren't supposed to be happy, huh? So, how am I gonna have a happy? How am I gonna have a happy life? You telling me happy wife, happy life? But how am I gonna have a happy life if I ain't happy, huh? Man, they can't. Man, we can't have it, man. We can't have it. It can't be like that, man.
I tell you, this might be bad.
Let's see what else we got here.
You got 2 ears, 2 eyes, you got 1 mouth.
I'm telling you. Anybody they having a good time here tonight?
No, saying so.
Happy house. It's a happy spouse, happy house.
And you only got 1 mouth for 1 reason.
What about happy man, happy lane?
And just
look. What about that one, man? I mean, like, I've been in relationships. I think, like, some of the toxic behavior is telling your partner, being in a position of telling your partner no. That's one of the things, like, I wanted to be in a relationship where I'll never venture to tell my partner the word no.
See, no evil.
Like, I don't find no pleasure in telling my partner no. You know, if she horny, she wants to make love. And I'm like, oh, I'm too tired.
No. I had no argument.
How can you make somebody feel desirable, feel wanted, and in that moment you tell them no? I'm talking about, you know what I mean? How can they feel wanted? How can they possibly feel wanted?
What's the point?
You know what I mean? Something to think about when it comes to toxic. But she would say in her upsetness, in her disappointment, that you're toxic, that you're not pleasing her, you're not making sacrifice for her, you're not doing what's right for her. You know, and vice versa. As a man, I lay down, and I want I'm horny, man. I'm trying to get some. I'm trying to lay down my baby. You know what I mean? And she's like, uh-uh. Not tonight. What's going to go through your mind?
I'm going to have to get that blocked.
Huh? She don't want none. That's it? That's all? You ain't going to think that possibly she was with somebody else?
I think like that. Like, I get real passionate.
That ain't going to cross your mind? That ain't going to cross your mind? Be honest now. I told her, that ain't going to cross your mind. It's not going to cross my mind. But damn, I wonder why she don't want me. Because she with somebody else? She thinking about somebody else? What was she doing today when she said she was at the gym? Now, that's toxic. And I said, that's one of my weaknesses. Like, I don't put nothing past nobody. I guess through my trauma, you know what I mean? I don't put nothing past nobody, and I will not convince myself of one thing and convince myself of another. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta see. I gotta know with full confidence that, okay, you know what I mean? Even though she was really tired. And I think it's a way that she can go about it. Like, baby, I know. Just hold me, I'm real tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, she can really be compassionate about it. But if she cold-hearted about it, neglectful about it, don't really give a damn about how your feelings are about it. Like, just fuck it. Like, I don't give a damn. Like, I'm tired. Turn her back on you. I ain't want none.
I want to talk.
All right, Courtney, tell me exactly how it is that you feel like everybody got some toxicity about them. I'm reading your comment right now.
What are you talking about? You said, oh, Lord. Yes. Why you like 25?
And I want to appreciate. Look at you. You probably the toxic one. You look like a... Well, I don't mean to curse. You can't curse on the podcast.
Come on now.
That's what they say.
What's, what's your deal with the mic?
Very attractive. I said, shoot.
What's your deal with that mic?
I'm about to get sick. I like a cinnamon. Anyway.
Trendy. Trendy.
Yes, sir.
Where you at?
How you gonna call my Courtney name and don't say nothing? You ready?
I think we touched bases with a lot when it comes to toxicity. I think toxicity is a very broad subject, man. I think there's a lot to talk about. Especially when it comes to dealing with from the male female perspective.
Of course, I'm back in. So I'm gonna get a small container for this.
You know, I got a lot I gotta identify in. That's the main purpose of me doing this podcast, for me to help me to identify when it comes to toxicity.
Is that a water? Oh, you're nervous.
You got something to add, Trent?
The gentleman at the bar wanted to talk, but now he has stage fright.
Go ahead.
All right. How y'all doing? All right. I don't even know why she gave me the microphone, but
you said you wanted to speak on the topic about toxic.
I did not right now. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
Anybody else?
Courtney.
Toxicity.
Courtney, how you toxic, Courtney? Get the mic.
Courtney.
You want the mic?
You said give Courtney the mic.
Give Courtney the mic. She asked for the mic.
Pop your drunk, sis.
All right, what's up?
So how are you toxic?
How am I toxic?
Yes.
I'm a retired toxic. I'm not toxic anymore. I got tired of being toxic. It's too much energy.
Okay, so you was actively being toxic. So please let us know how you was handling that, how you was going about that.
How did what?
How you was going about being toxic.
Okay, so when I was toxic, it used to turn me on to argue or have problems, and then when there wasn't problems, I was bored, so I would create problems.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's toxic. I love that honesty. Yeah, that's rare. That, I'll tell my boy, that's rare coming from a woman. Oh, that's so toxic.
How are you toxic?
I'll cut you off and then come back to you tomorrow. That's, I'm talking about, I need to cut that out, but I'll do that. My cutoff game, kind of weak. I have attachment issues. So like, I'll distance myself, but I won't completely cut you off.
You got attachment issues.
That's what I'm told. So like, when I get close to people, like, I'll push them away, but I'll try to maintain some form of attachment. That makes sense?
Yeah, I got attachment issues, and then I told the truth about all my toxicity, and then they still wanted me, so I don't know.
Mm.
Get this mic, Trent. Get this mic.
Hey, Travis, how are you toxic, Travis?
Yeah. Say something about what? What I'm going to say something about?
Yeah, go ahead.
What I'm going to say something about?
I don't know.
I said, Travis, how are you toxic? Get the mic.
Bro, I ain't toxic. I promise you that.
Okay, well, get the mic.
I don't deal with
get the
you.
Mic up. Hey, Trent, hurry up, get the mic for Travis. Hurry up, get the mic for Travis.
Yes, you is.
Man, listen.
Let's talk about that.
How much more time we got? We ain't got no more comments.
I just did it for the view.
What? About 25. Yes. Hold on. Never mind, hold on.
I have a question. Why we gotta be toxic though? If you toxic, why not get some help? Why would you wanna spread that toxicity? Get you some help. And why do we all have to be toxic? We don't have to be, we choose to be. That's a choice.
Okay, true. I think it's a choice. I don't think a lot of people really need help per se, because they know what they're doing. It's a matter of a choice. It's a decision.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be
well, that's a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You make a choice. You say, I want to be well. I want to be healed.
Right.
And then you go get the help that you need, right. And you get healed.
You get healed.
But if you're comfortable in your toxicity, then you're going to be spreading it. And you can't be comfortable with that. Why are you comfortable with the fact that you're toxic? That makes no sense to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I definitely understand that. I mean, yeah. But I think a lot of people don't even identify the fact that they're toxic. Yeah. So a lot of people are, that's their norm. It's acceptable to them. That's what they do, you know. But like, you hear people say, oh, you're toxic. They don't even know what it means. They don't even know what it is that they're doing that's coming off wrong to the next person, because.
Yeah, but you know when you got a history of relationships and
yeah,
they end in cat fights and
people,
dog fights.
You dealt with people that made you feel like you were wrong, but they were in the wrong. Like say if we were speaking on like Courtney said, she started arguments and stuff of that nature, you know, just really think about it. How many people do you really come in contact with, you can say, healthily, mentally, and emotionally, that are just utterly devoted and genuinely centered in themselves to do the right thing by everybody they come in contact with?
Me?
Well, you're fabulous. How about that? You are fabulous. But
I'm a rare breed.
It is very, very, very rare.
Thank you.
Very rare.
I'm proud of that too.
Right.
And I stand on that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't compromise.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't got time to play games. You know, just be real. That's all I'm saying. And go get yourself healed before you come to me. Talk to me nice.
And I love that. I love that. You need to be celebrated. They need to put you up as a poster child. For women, I'm telling you. Because they don't, it's a thing for not them being solid. They can't be solid. And being genuine is being solid. So, and being true and doing the right thing by your person. Doing the right thing by people that do right by you.
Right.
It just ain't in them no more. Like they gotta feel like, okay, I gotta have this, I gotta have that, I gotta have this, I gotta have that, and it comes off very self-centered, very selfish.
Yes.
You know, and when all they gotta do is just be right, be solid, like you say, be real. How can you find comfort and peace in knowing you done faked a lot or did anything that was unethical? Doing your day
right.
to another person that you claim that you care about. There's a lot with toxicity. I think it's a lot that people got to identify and got to realize, man, you got to bring the norm back of being real, being solid, and being genuine with people. This toxic shit ain't what it is. It ain't acceptable. Sitting here deceiving, playing games, or lying to people to try to gain an advantage or have your way. Or even just tar with people because you really ain't serious about them. Stuff like that ain't cool. So, you know, I've been in countless relationships. I've been in countless situationships. You know, I've been in, I've gone through a fair deal myself, you know, when it comes to dealing with toxicity. So that's why I wanted to identify with it. And we can continue to talk about it week by week. And we're going to delve deeper and deeper into it, you know. We're going to have professionals on. I'm going to have professional psychiatrists on to talk about it. I'm going to have, you know, other relationship experts on to try to talk about it. We're going to try to sit here and dig into it as deep as possible, try to help people to really kind of understand that the goal is to be real. The goal is to be solid. The goal is to have a genuine, authentic relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a situationship, whether it's association, whether it's a relationship, man, it's your responsibility, man, to be who you are and who you say you are, to manifest your truth and be truthful in everything that you manifest. But we're going to go ahead and sign off. It was great. Looking forward to seeing y'all next week. And I'll bring somebody else on to help talk to me. Peace.